you guys go down 3-0, what's going through your head?
Well, I was obviously disappointed the way we started. Through two periods, Sutsi gets a big goal there, fairly late in the second, kind of narrowed the gap a little bit. And, we talked about it after the second, the biggest game of the year, and not enough guys are showing up. And I thought, obviously getting that power play goal in the first minute got us a little closer. And then, the bench got alive, and we just kind of took off from there.
What was the message? Just
showing up. I mean, I think for the first two periods, Murph gave us a chance to hang in there. Kept the score fairly close, and then no one else I wasn't really happy with. So we just kind of more challenged the guys to step up and play with some pride and see what happens.
Second straight game that Fox had an assist taken away from him, but gotta like how he's played so far in his first couple of professional games.
Yeah, I didn't realize that about assist, but I think I thought he's settled in quite nicely. Obviously his skating is his asset. Vision. He looked more comfortable on the power play, moving the puck quicker, and I think he's just going to get better and better. He's going to get a bright future.
This is almost what we were talking about this morning. We're learning how to play a 60-minute game.
we got away with playing 20 tonight, and we got to start committing right now for that 60 minutes on Sunday in Hershey. Again, we got away with tonight. We got lucky tonight to be able to score five goals there. It's as we talked this morning, that's a veteran team that came out with a purpose tonight, and they put us on our heels right away, and it took us a while to get going.
You said Checkers weren't playing at the next plateau yesterday. How about tonight?
The third period. I mean, again, obviously the first two periods was, a little disappointing, and whether that was nerves and experience or just wasn't ready to play, it wasn't good enough for the first two periods.
They seemed to wear down the Bears for the latter part of the third period, rush after rush, shot after shot.
Well, yeah, I think it was a matter of, we got excited, and one shift after another, the guys went out there and try to get pucks deep, get them on their heels, and, it worked.
How do you keep that third period bottled up and take it up to Hershey this weekend?
Well, it's with this team, we're learning, and I think we'll skate tomorrow. We'll talk about it. As I told the guys, after the game, that's the team in the third period that I've seen all year. Got us, 90 plus points and 40 wins. And we got to be ready right now. Start committing right now and for 60 minutes, knowing you're going into a tough building. That that's a proud team over there, but we can't give them any life.
I see the Dodge had 5 goals in the regular season and now 3 in the playoffs, it seems like.
Yeah, I don't know the totals offhand right now, but I think he had quite a few last year in the playoffs too. And it's one of those time of year where, those unsung heroes, the third, fourth line guys that they chip in, that they get rewarded because they do all the little things and they played hard. And this type of year, those are the guys that usually step up.
Just the best comeback of the year, regular season and playoffs?
I think so far. I mean, I'd have to look to see if there's been others, but obviously, be down 3 goals and what's at stake, losing this, then you got to go to Hershey and try to survive there. But now, we got confident, but yet, it's no different than start tonight. We expect them to come out, coming hard, and we got to be ready.
Thanks, JD. Thanks, guys. Thank you.